Let's find out what happened with this lady. What was the next step?
So the next step was a CT-guided liver biopsy, and it was adenocarcinoma, and patient was exon 19 deletion positive.
So I'll go to Ram and say, what would you be thinking about in terms of treatment? And I'm very, very interested in whether or not you would consider or even recommend the newest, I think is the newest approved drug in lung cancer, afatinib. How would you be thinking through her care at this point?
So I use erlotinib currently. I've not switched over to afatinib to all these patients. And this person, given the response rate we see with erlotinib, I wouldn't have any hesitation in starting on erlotinib.
So, and your reasoning behind that as opposed to afatinib, I'm sure it's multifactorial, but maybe you can put out the first top three.
Top three, number one, we have not yet shown that afatinib is superior to erlotinib in these patients, in patients with EGFR mutant non-small cell lung cancer.
In your view, is it at least equivalent?
Appears so from looking at two different studies,
so
but there's always a danger.
So it's not an efficacy reason that you're choosing the erlotinib?
There is no reason to go to a new drug over erlotinib at the moment.
And any other issues?
Second is I get the sense that the toxicities are a little bit more with afatinib, particularly diarrhea. I guess we can manage that, but for me to move to a new agent, either it has to be vastly superior or ought to have very low side effects, and I don't see that with afatinib.
What about this issue, Dave, of toxicity? That was the first thing we heard when the data were first presented. Now they've been published. But I've heard other people saying, you know, I've used a lot of afatinib. I don't really think it is any more toxic. You just have to know how to use it, and maybe it's more effective. Any early take? Obviously, we haven't seen comparative trials.
Yeah, well, we have randomized trials now versus PEM and CIS-PEM, CIS-GEM. The actual 2 years ago, the CIS-PEM randomized trial suggested very high rates of diarrhea, even low-grade diarrhea we all recognize as a concern. Stomatitis is a big issue, too. Actually, kind of not as well recognized as the randomized trial with GEM. The rates of GI side effects were actually much lower reported at this last year, year's ASCO.
That was afatinib versus CIS-GEM?
Versus CIS-GEM in a first-line setting.
How about your own experience?
So my own experience is, you know, the approved dose may be a hard one for most patients to stay on, and that might be true for erlotinib too, right? We routinely lower the dose there. And I think probably when you modify the dose and certainly use things like loperamide early, it does become much more manageable. Clearly, efficacy, none of us know the answer to that. We're waiting to see if one of these drugs will be better.